Episode 26, How to Bring Mindfulness and Meditation with You to Work.
Where meditation meets daily life, this is the Meditation Freedom Podcast.
Welcome to the Meditation Freedom Podcast. My name is Siko Rode, and it's my pleasure to be your host. And today's episode is going to be about meditation and work and how you can bring meditation or mini meditations into your workplace and also sustain mindfulness throughout your day. I actually created a post about this a few months ago for a business website, and the folks really liked it. And so I thought, well, why don't I make a podcast episode about that? Hopefully this will be interesting to you, and of course let me know in the comments for the episode. And I also want to point out that you can incorporate mindfulness and mini meditations without affecting your work in a negative way. In fact, it'll be a positive way that'll impact your work as well as your creativity and your general sense of well-being. So I hope this will be very helpful for you. And the other thing I'll make sure as well during this podcast episode is to show you that this doesn't have to be weird or, you know, like you have to walk in slow motion or something. That's a nice technique to walk slowly, but that's not required in order to be mindful. You can walk fast and still be mindful, although it does really help to slow down. We do have very hurried lives, and slowing down helps you really see reality much more deeply and also be much more connected with the present moment and the now. So let's get right into it. The first thing that a lot of folks will say is when we talk about meditation at work or in your daily life is they'll say, well, I have no time for that. And I want to dispel that a little bit in this episode. You know, the first thing people think about meditation, when they think of meditation, is long chunks of time, you know, like half an hour sitting down or 45 minutes or maybe even an hour. And of course, those are wonderful meditations, but it doesn't have to be that way. But the truth is you can meditate and be mindful in any moment, and you can take a breath just about anywhere, even when you're talking with someone, having a conversation, you can still maintain your breath and maintain your mindfulness. So that's what I'm going to show you in this episode. It's just all the little ways in which you can bring mindfulness and meditation into these daily life routines, you know, like going to the bathroom or walking to work or taking the car to work. There's so many opportunities that allow you to take a few deep breaths and just enjoy the present moment. So what I'll do is I'll break down a fairly typical workday for a lot of folks. And then you can see which things you can do and which things you can try out. And maybe you can come up with some other ways to incorporate mindfulness in a particular thing that you do most days of the week. And of course, some of the benefits from putting mindfulness and meditation into your daily life is that you will be less likely to have those slumps, those afternoon slumps. And you'll be just more awake for what's going on, and you're less likely to multitask, more able to focus and do chunks of time where you're getting stuff done. And in general, you'll just have a greater sense of well-being. And there are lots of little transitions within a workday that'll give you opportunities to do a short breathing meditation or take a few seconds to pause. So each of those transitions are opportunities for a mini meditation, if you want to call it that way, or a moment of mindfulness. And now the good part, of course, is that you don't have to take my word for it. You can try it out and practice it and then verify it with your own experience and see whether this is something that is indeed giving you a better sense of well-being. So let's start by doing a small mini meditation just so you can get a sense of what I'm talking about and how you can maybe start to see how you can incorporate that into your daily life, into your daily work routines. So let's try a small mini meditation. If you're sitting down right now or standing even, or even walking, give this a shot and see if this will work for you. So let's say you're sitting in your office, you're sitting in your chair, or maybe even you're sitting in your car. What you want to do is straighten your back, and this will help keep you awake and also help put your body into an upright alignment. So try to straighten your back if possible, and then with your head and ears in alignment with the rest of your body. So it's not slumping forward, it's just sitting up straight. And then you want to put your feet on the ground and just put them straight, flat. Put your feet flat on the ground so you can have full contact with the ground and feel your feet on the ground. Take a moment to notice that connection of your feet on the ground. And then go ahead and lay your hands on your lap. Just let them totally relax. Let the shoulders relax, because if you're oftentimes, when you're typing, your shoulders could get tightened a little bit and you may be artificially raising your hands and your arms and then tightening your shoulders. So let those all sit on your lap so you can totally relax those arms too. And now check your breathing. See if you can relax that as well. If your breath is shallow and close to your chest, really high, up high, see if you can just let it rest a little bit too, the next couple of breaths. Now, if your computer screen is on, you may want to just close your eyes. And otherwise, you could also turn off your screen for a few moments for the duration of your mini meditation. So just close your eyes and totally relax. Okay, now take 10 slow and deep breaths without hurrying them, not slowing them down on purpose. Just 10 deep, relaxed breaths. Now count your in-breath as number one. And then just let the out-breath be part of that one. And then on the next in-breath, just count that as two. And of course you can do this internally, you don't have to say it out loud. And then go on to count five, up to five, or count up to 10 if you can hold that concentration. And then once you've counted up to five, you can do another five or another 10 if you have another minute to do that. And then once you've finished, just slowly open your eyes. And now you've basically done a mini meditation. You've done perhaps 10 or perhaps five or maybe even 20 breaths. And then you can open your eyes again, and probably no one in your office would have even noticed that. So it's no big deal. It's very subtle, and you can do that maybe once every half hour, once every hour. And you could actually get some nourishment from that, and some relaxation, and some well-being. And I hope you notice that. And then you can see how if you did that consistently, every hour, every half hour or so, how that could start to influence your day and make you a little more relaxed. And it only takes a minute, but it has a big influence on your well-being. So I hope you enjoyed that. Let's break down a day and see how you can incorporate that. So let's say you're going to work. Well, some of you may be using a bicycle, some folks may be using a car, others may be using the subway, or even walking to work. Each of these modes of transportation provide a small opportunity for you to do a meditation, a mini meditation, or at least take a few breaths and just enjoy wherever you are at that moment. It'll never be the same. You can never walk in the same subway twice or the same path twice. Everything will be different the next time you walk there. So there's always new things to notice and fresh ways of looking at it. For instance, I'll focus on the car and let's do a car meditation. So imagine yourself, you get up and leave your house or your apartment and you walk to your car and then you slowly get into your car and you're mindful of sitting down. Maybe just take a few breaths and close your eyes. Just take a few breaths before cranking the engines or the engine. Just try it. You know, if you have to, put a sticky note or something on your wheel just to remind you. This is not easy to always remember, especially if you've got a lot of things on your mind and you've got a lot of things to think about. But by doing this, you'll be much more intentional and much more awake for the drive, so it'll also keep you safer. And it's good to be awake on the road. So now you're in the car and you're driving, and you may run into a stoplight, or maybe you're listening to the radio and a commercial comes on. Well, this is a great opportunity. Maybe turn off the radio for a minute while the commercials are playing, or the pause button on your MP3 player. Just take a few breaths. Do the same technique that I showed you a little bit earlier. Take those 5 or 10 breaths, and you know, in this case, you wouldn't be able to close your eyes, most likely, unless you're in front of a stoplight and you're just going to take 3 or 4 breaths. Maybe keep your eyes half open while you're waiting in front of the light. Have those 5 breaths, so you may as well enjoy it. And the same thing with traffic jams. Maybe once in a while, stop the radio and take another mini meditation break. And so this is a way where these frustrating, potentially frustrating traffic jams and things like that can be a little less frustrating and can offer you an opportunity to do a mini meditation. It's like a cue, you know, you get the cue. Oh, there's the red light. So I'll have a mini meditation. And if you find yourself resisting that, then that even that is a good message too. That might be a way to become aware of how you're feeling like you got a rush to work, or you may not be enjoying the present as much. It's a way to become aware of how we all do at times are tempted to want to be in the next moment, in the next place where it might be more pleasurable, or there might be something exciting waiting there, and or maybe not exciting. But what about now? This is the present. This is any present moment is a moment worth valuing. Or otherwise, as Thich Nhat Hanh put it so well, he said, you don't want to miss your appointment with the present. That's right here, right now. That's your appointment. That's all of us. That's where we want to be, is the present. So this is something you can do in the car. And then when you close your car, you can again be mindful of closing your car so that maybe your valuables are all stowed away, and it's a way to not just take a breath, but also be mindful of, do you have everything you need? So it's a way to become aware of forgetfulness too, and to minimize that. And this car meditation is the same as it would work for walking meditation to work, or taking the bicycle to work. Taking that little break before you get on the bicycle is very important, because you're very vulnerable on a bicycle and somebody hits you, and pretty soon you have an enormous amount of broken bones. So a very important thing to stand still for a moment and pause and reflect on how important it is to be present, so that you minimize the chance of an accident. So let's just suppose that you took the car to work and now you get out of the car, closing the door to the car and making sure that you haven't forgot your keys and so forth. And so now you have an opportunity, as you're walking towards your office building or wherever you work, to then become aware of whenever you open the door, to realize, I'm heading into work and this is where I spend a majority of my life. And it's an opportunity to stand still and, or maybe pause for a moment. It provides your income, and perhaps it provides for your family. That can never hurt to become aware of that and take a moment to reflect on that. And another thing to become aware of is also that, how fast are we walking? You know, do we have to walk really fast? In the past decade or a couple decades, the average person is walking faster, and they've done studies in cities that have seen that people walk faster. They feel more hurried. So maybe it's good to slow down a little bit once in a while, or at least become aware of that, of do you really need to walk super fast? Because the faster you walk, the more you miss out on. There may be birds chirping, but also cabs honking or jackhammers, or fans that are blowing above your heads in the ceilings. Just hearing, if you're just in the present, those can be quite enjoyable, just to listen to all these sounds. So then also notice, as your feet walk, when they touch the pavement, just be aware of that. Just notice how each step is totally unique, just like each of your breaths is totally unique. And so no moment is repeatable. And you may also notice that in certain places, as you walk through a city, your breath may be different. You may be more hurried because somebody's waiting for you to get across the boardwalk. Or maybe there's a lot of people behind you. And so that's another good thing to become aware of, is how your breath changes based on the level of stress perhaps you're under. And if your breathing is tense and shallow, maybe that's a good opportunity to then consciously let your breath sink and be a little more relaxed, maybe slow down slightly. That's a great way to counteract the hurriedness. And then you'll notice that over time, it'll start slowing down and get more relaxed in different situations. And this is a lifelong practice. You're going to have times in your life where your breath may be more tense, and maybe less tense a month later, or 10 months later, or a year later. So then you open your office and you walk towards your chair, perhaps, or maybe you're doing standing, which is a great idea, because our sedentary sitting is lowering our life expectancy. Could be harmful for our well-being as well. Either way, if you sit down to get in your office chair, this might be a good time to also take a few breaths right before you pull up the phone and all the voicemails and turn on your email and see that big load of emails. A good time to slow down and perhaps even close your eyes for a few seconds and just take a few breaths. All the people clamoring for your attention and waiting for you to respond, they can wait a couple seconds. And it's the same thing when you get a phone call. You don't have to respond that the same second. You know, like, you may want to take 1 or 2 seconds and let the phone ring just one more time. And that way you can slow down and be totally present and available for the person on the other line. And these are just some ideas you can try out. Some of it may not work for you. And maybe there's something else that you can come up with and that works better for you. But I bet you if you have a lot of fires at your workplace, that taking a few moments here and there to take a breather will help make those fires a little less daunting, and you'll feel more resilience. And so when you sit down in your office chair, this is a good time to check your posture and make sure that your shoulders are going to be relaxed and your hands are relaxed so that you reduce the inflammation or repetitive strain on your body. Have less tight shoulders so you don't need massages as much. And that's also a reason why I would recommend you use a meditation timer of some kind so that you can take breaks and actually get up from your office space and give your hands and your wrists and so forth and your neck and shoulders a chance to stretch and relax a little bit so that you're less likely to get repetitive strain injuries. In terms of the meditation timers and clocks that you could use, I'll post those on the show notes, and then you can just look at that and see if any of those might work for you. And I use various methods. I have an app that I use for having a bell rung every half hour or every hour, depending on the day and the need. And I also have a YouTube video that I created with that has bells that'll go off on every 30 minutes. You could also just use a simple kitchen timer. Just set it for 30 minutes or however many minutes you want to do a chunk of work. And then when that thing goes off, it'll be your cue to just get up and turn it off. And that's a nice feature. If you have to turn it off in order to get it to stop ringing, that's even better because that way you're forced to get up and you can't just ignore it. You may want to experiment with that and see what gets you up and what gets you to take a mini meditation. And I would go for that and use whatever does the trick for you. But you can go to meditationfreedom.com/26 and look at some of the meditation timers that I have on my website and see if you like any of those. But the trick, of course, is that you don't want to end up starting to ignore these meditation timers. So if you're starting to ignore them, then it could just mean that you've set it to go off too frequently. Maybe every 15 minutes doesn't work for you, and you might be more likely and inclined to get up if you set it for every 45 minutes. So that's, again, you're going to have to experiment with that and see what actually gets you up or gets you to take a mini meditation. And then go do that, you know, use that time interval. So then the next step will be, if you are hearing the bell, the mindfulness bell, or you're getting some cue that you need to, that you want to take a break, then of course you want to get up and, you know, in the old days, people would walk to the water cooler and chat around over there, but there's so many other things you could do. You could take a walk down, up and down the stairs. If you have a building where there is even one or two floors, you could walk to the staircase, and I find those places to be very conducive to mini meditations because typically it's very silent in there. There's no distractions, no posters on the walls. It's very plain, and you can simply do a slow walking meditation up and down the stairs a few times, and nobody will really notice because you can walk up and down the stairs maybe two or three times. And if you have especially if you have a large building, you may even be able to walk five or six flights of stairs and get a pretty good workout as well as a mini meditation. So that's two benefits in one. And again, here with stairs, you also want to experiment and see what pace going up and down the stairs is most conducive to your breath being kind of consistent so that you can get into a more meditative type of walking meditation. And this will get your blood going, and that is great for your brain. It'll get oxygenated, And that'll make you much more capable of then doing another chunk of time, whether that's a 45-minute chunk or an hour chunk of work that you can then do as a result of that little break. And you'll be much refreshed as opposed to sitting for hours on end staring at a screen. And also, if you're even going to the bathroom, typically that's a very hurried affair. I see, oftentimes folks go in there and it's like an inconvenience, and you can tell because they're either, thinking out loud or they're walking in really fast and getting their business over with, and then they ran out. They didn't really want to be there. And they weren't totally present for that particular few minutes of their day. And so that's another opportunity. Even if you're a guy like me and you're using a standing urinal, you can still take 4 or 5 breaths extra and have a mini meditation. As you can see, these are all different ways you can weave mini meditations throughout your day. And they're just a few moments here and there, but it adds up. And if you pair that with a formal sitting or walking or running practice, then it just enhances that. And I actually find myself drinking extra water, not just for my health, because it's good to drink lots of water, but also it then makes your system go to the bathroom every hour or so. So it then forces you to get up. And even, like, for example, if you don't have a timer or some way to wake you up or to get you up from your desk, then just drink lots of water. Then your body will signal that you need to get up. And I also think that if you go to a lot of meetings, that might be another opportunity while you're waiting for the meeting to start to take a minute and just take care of your breathing. Because oftentimes that is lost time in a way. You're sitting there waiting for the meeting to start, or maybe you're waiting for some colleagues to show up. So that's just another opportunity where you can take a minute of meditation, a mini break. Now, lunchtime, of course, is a great time to also take a small mini meditation right before you eat. And, there's not always going to be times when you can do that, but there might be a few times a week where you can actually eat and slow down and just really enjoy the taste of the food without getting distracted. And that's one way to truly appreciate food, is to not be distracted with, a whole bunch of other stuff. And mindful eating will also allow your body to signal to your brain when it is satisfied. And that way you're also minimizing eating too much, which would then create even more of an energy slump later in the afternoon. And again, this is all unique and individual. So this may not work for everyone. And so you have to experiment with that and see what works the best for you. You can be aware also in the afternoon, in the typical afternoons, that our willpower tends to decrease in afternoons. So it's a good time to continue those breaks. And if you can use a timer or something like that, that is great, because it'll keep you focused and keep you taking those small breaks and thus minimizing the typical afternoon slump. Because it's natural that we get more tired as the day wears on. So the more ways we can come up with that increase our refreshing and recharge, the better for the afternoons. And then finally, I just want to say, be kind to yourself. You're going to have many times where you can't do any meditations or any breathing. Maybe even you might not even have pauses where you can take a breath. And that's okay. It's okay to stumble. It's just, the important thing is just to have an intention and to somehow figure out ways to schedule these mini breaks into your day. Because then if today didn't work out, there's tomorrow and the day after. And you can go on for hundreds of days, and you'll notice that it'll get better over time and overall. And of course, you will stumble. You'll always stumble. And I stumble all the time. But that doesn't keep me from keep doing it. Keep trying. And, you know, you'll have days where it works out great, and you'll have days where you're not getting a lot of pauses to meditate and be mindful, but that's okay. The more you do it, the bigger the reserve you'll have. And the more you strengthen that mindfulness muscle, just like any muscle or any skill you learn, it gets better with time. And then your job may change and other circumstances may change, and it might be harder again for a while. But just keep doing it, and you'll find yourself more resilient over time. And hopefully have a much increased sense of well-being. And just the important part is to just start with one moment. One moment during your workday, and just build up from there. Every few days or every few weeks, add another moment. Figure out a place in your day where you can take another breath, another break, another mini meditation. So then hopefully you'll find yourself more and more in the here and now, in the present, and not missing your appointment with this present moment. Because our lives are short and very precious, and the people you get in touch with are precious too. And so each moment is really precious. So the more we can figure out ways to be in each moment, the better off we are, and the better off the people we touch with are too. So that's it, and I hope you got something out of it. And please let me know in the comments of the show notes. And you can find this episode by going to meditationfreedom.com/26. Well, I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope by next week I'll have another guest who will be talking about research, mindfulness research, and meditation research findings, and hopefully that'll be an interesting conversation. So with that, have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Meditation Freedom Podcast, where meditation meets daily life.